There are many old military bases and ammunition plants around the U.S. where pollution cleanups are scheduled or are underway. Several years ago, Congress told the Defense Department it could no longer get waivers from drinking water and solid waste requirements. Now, a new House bill backed by 80 community groups around the U.S. would end long-term waivers for other environmental laws like those covering surface waters and environmental species. Laura Ola is with Citizens for Safe Water Around Badger, which has long been pressing the Army to safely clean up the old Baraboo plant. Ola says the Defense Department should not have been able to delay work on settling ponds at the site.
Where you've got explosive contamination in soils, what happens is time goes by, it rains, the snow melts, it drives it down the groundwater, and moves to nearby drinking water wells.
Ola says the U.S. President could still grant short-term waivers. Joan Kenney heads the Army's work at the Baraboo plant. She won't comment on the proposed bill to eliminate long-term waivers from environmental laws. She says the plant has gotten some flexibility on a discharge from its wastewater treatment plant to the surface of the soil in a confined area.
We have an agreement with the state that even though the particular discharge does not meet the state nitrate standards, the entire capture zone does provide a protection.
Kenney says it's possible that the Army may someday ask the state of Wisconsin for a negotiated plan for cleanup standards for soil at the Badger plant. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.